It's now time for The Journey with Dodsy and Dave.
G'day listeners, welcome to The Journey. I'm Dave.
And I'm Dodsy.
Week two of the program already, Grant 2014. It's great to be back.
Oh, isn't it? And man, what a way to kick off last week. With more to come this week, mate. What's news, Dave?
I just want to say I had a great break. I went down to the snowy region of New South Wales. It's beautiful in the winter. It's just as beautiful in the summer. What about you, Dodsy? How's things been for you this week?
Well, look, I know it was Valentine's Day last Friday, but my wife and I celebrated 15 years of marriage last Thursday.
Wow.
Now, that sounds like a long time, and it is.
It is.
People look at us and they ask us how we've lasted so long, and we tell them it's because we have a very successful threesome. Sarah, me, and God. Now, without that trinity, our marriage would surely fall down.
Congratulations, mate.
Yeah, thanks, mate. Look, it's time to get into it. Let's have a look at the batting order for this week, Dave.
Now, Grant, you know there's no need to bring up the cricket. The international season is over in Australia. I'm not feeling that good.
Oh, look, I'm sorry, mate. Okay, how about we have a look at the team sheet for this week? Better?
Yeah, okay, much better. Helps me look forward to how well my Swannies and Roosters are going to go this year.
Yeah, well, this week, Dave, the Journey's got Sister Hilda Scott with her wisdom from the Abbey. Everyone just loves what she's got to say. We've also got Bruce Downs, the Catholic guy, and TV evangelist, general go-getter for Jesus and giving us great tips for our daily walk with God.
Trish McCarthy will give us some more good oil with her brilliantly named Milk and Honey segment with tips for living well, life in all its fullness. And Dr. Byron and Francine Parola will cast the smart loving net out into the deep to make sure our growing audience gets some solid advice on making marriages the best they can be.
Pete Gilmore, muso, youth worker, scripture teacher. There's nothing this man can't do. Well, he's going to tell us a beaut story with a strong message for everyone, but especially for young people.
Add to that our interview with Bruce Downs, the Catholic guy, and I tell you what, Grant, we've got another jam-packed show.
That's awesome. On your marks, get set.
Yeah, fair enough. I may have missed the start there. It's time to listen into this week's reflection on the Sunday Gospel with Father Graham Smitzer. And that'll be followed by Phil Wickham with Holy Light.
Faith, hope, love and life. You're on the journey with Dodsy and Dave.
Here's this week's reflection on the gospel.
This Sunday's gospel comes from the Sermon on the Mount. Jesus tells his disciples he has come not to abolish, but to perfect the law of the Old Testament. He points out three demons which are enemies of the new law to love. Anger, lust and lying. How easily these take root in the human heart. Anger, hostility, and insults do not belong to the Christian community. They are the seedbed of the sin of murder that destroys God's gift of life to another human being. Nelson Mandela believed that hostility is self-defeating. In all his years in prison, he learned to see the basic humanity of the men who guarded him, and on the day of his release, he spends some time saying an emotional thank you to them. In his freedom speech that night, he reminded the world that we can all imprison ourselves behind the bars of prejudice and narrow-mindedness. Jesus then goes on to remind the disciple that sexuality is a gift from God and is not to be abused. Sexual drives cannot dominate our lives. Rather, they must be integrated into a life of loving service. Thirdly, Jesus shares the Hebrew horror of the abuse of calling on God to bolster the claims of a false oath. The disciple must possess a certain integrity that would prevent him from bringing God into the situation as an additional witness. A straightforward yes or no, with no oath-taking at all, should be sufficient.
Faith, hope, love and life. This is The Journey.
Life. Every knee will bow, every eye will see, everyone will shout, Jesus Christ is King. Slave run free, chains be broken, darkness flee, eyes be open.
The Journey with Dodsy and Dave.
Here's Sister Hilda with Wisdom from the Abbey.
I used to have an old computer. I thought it was marvellous. I would turn it on and then go and do several tasks and return when it had fully switched itself on. Then I would do all the waiting I needed to do as it needed to sort things out. Still, I thought how efficient it was, how fast. And the result, can I say, always made me look good. And that, of course, is the object of the exercise. Well, then it died, and it got replaced. And that one died, and it had to be replaced. And with every new computer, what I noticed was that the technology got faster. Now, I'm noticing something else. I'm noticing that what I expect of a computer has actually gone through the roof. Every computer now is slower than I think it should be, and I've grown very impatient. In fact, have you noticed how impatient we all get these days with things that are not as fast as we think they should be? Sometimes it feels as though we get out of bed and the race begins to get through absolutely everything we've planned. Time is a matter of getting through the minutes, getting through the hours. And you know what I've come to think? I think that we miss out on the real meaning of time. It isn't about a scientific measurement. It actually is really about the seasons of our soul. Now, our forebears had it all over us in this regard. As surely as winter is different to summer, morning is different to night. I wonder how many of us gauge our activities according to that kind of thinking. Like the tasks we perform in the morning have their own momentum, and then the ones at midday are a little different because we begin to sense a certain depletion of spirit, of energy. And hey, that's as it should be. Now, afternoon tasks are different too. the sun's starting to be in a different direction. Life itself is taking a different glow. Your clothes are crumpled, and they weren't in the morning. There are afternoon tasks beginning to wind down, or at least they should be. Then with evening comes a certain mellowness to our tasks. And yet how many of us are still trying to go flat out the way we did in the morning when we had a full day's energy in front of us? And with night again, so many of us feel as though our real life has just begun. The day job's over, now let's get into things. But in fact, it's got dark. It's rest time. How different our lives would be if we really entered into the seasons of the day, not the hours of the day. God enters into the seasons. For God, there are no specific hours. For God, there are the seasons of our soul, the seasons of our heart. Can I put a little thought to you this week? How about being mindful of the seasons that are in your day, not the hours?
Heavenly Father, you always amaze me. Let your kingdom come in my world and in my life. Give me the food I need to live through the day, and forgive me as I forgive the people that wrong me. Lead me far from temptation, deliver me from the evil one. I'll look out the window, the birds are composing, not a note is out of tune or out of place. I walk to the meadow and stare at the flowers, better dressed than any girl on her wedding day. So why should I worry? Why do I freak out? God knows what I need. You know what I need. Your love is, your love is strong. Your love is, your love is strong. Heavens is now advancing. Invade my heart, invade this broken town. The kingdom of the heavens is buried treasure. Would you sell yourself to buy? Things you told me, that you are strong and you love me. Yes, you love me.
That was Your Love is Strong by John Foreman, and before that was Sister Hilda, all the way from the beautiful Jamberoo Abbey. Can't believe how lucky we are to get to listen to her pearls of wisdom each week.
Yeah, I can't get over it myself. Yep, great message again from Sister Hilda. Now, Dave, mate, have you started back teaching scripture in schools yet?
It's probably a couple of weeks away, but I'm really looking forward to it. It'll be my third year, and my mother's coming in to help as well, so it's going to be a lot of fun.
Oh, beauty. Well, blessings for the year, mate. It's great work. And blessings for the many listeners out there who are involved in working with young people to make Jesus known and loved by sharing the good news with them across all the Christian churches. Because I tell you, the good news is the only news worth hearing.
Perfectly said, Grant. Time for a bit of music. Here's a bit more Matt Maher with Lord, I Need You.
Faith, hope, love and life. You're on the journey with Dodsy and Dave.
Lord, I come, I confess, bowing here, I find my rest. Without you, I fall apart. You're the one that guides my heart. Lord, I need you. Oh, I need you. Every hour I need you. My one defense, my righteousness. Sin runs deep, your grace is more. Grace is found, is where you are. Where you are, Lord, I am free. Holiness is Christ in me.
Milk and Honey with Trish McCarthy.
It is a striking image looking up to the escarpment, towering over our city, and seeing a lone Illawarra flame tree amongst the mottled green background. It is not just the contrast of colours that strikes me, but that solitary tree that beats the odds and points to greater things. As Christians, we are called to be contrast of virtues to the world, that we might point to greater things. St. Francis was attributed the empowering words, Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. And where there is sadness, joy. When we spend considerable time with someone, we take on many of their attributes. Their fashion sense, their humour, their language or mannerisms. Blimey, even married couples start to look like each other in the evening of their lives. In the same way, when we seek the face of Christ and spend time with Jesus, we grow in his likeness. And as we receive him into our hearts, we become all that he is. Goodness, patience, balance, wholeness, gentleness, strength, mercy, joy. And in doing so, naturally embody those words of contrast that point to greater things. I hope today you can stand as the flame tree bearing Christ's love to those in your midst.
Together on the journey, faith, hope and love for life in all its fullness.
There they were, Evermore with That's the Way. And before that, we got to taste a bit of Milk and Honey with Trish McCarthy.